Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Right now, Maria has got screens and she looks at them and she sees things.
As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
All right, Maria, what have you seen?
Wow, can you give that description again?
Maria Devereaux has screens and she sees things on them. And here is as seen on your screen.
I never knew that's why we called it that.
I'm afraid so.
Makes so much sense.
Thank you.
I hope you're joking.
Yeah.
You never know with him. You never know.
Saturday Night Live. Ryan Gosling hosted again at the weekend.
That's
it's his fourth
right.
time to do it.
Wow.
He's so class.
Yeah.
He's so class.
A lot of time for Ryan Gosling.
There's I've never met anyone that doesn't like Ryan.
Yeah.
But in his opening monologue, he spotted somebody very famous in the audience.
Oh.
I'm thrilled to be back hosting, especially now. This is the perfect time to be in New York City. Early March. Right? No, it's beautiful. Is that Harry Styles? What are you doing here, man?
Well, I'm hosting next week, and it's been a while. It's been a while, so I just wanted to watch, get a feel for it.
Yeah, that's so professional. That's awesome. You're here. I just wish someone would have told me. That's, anyway, welcome.
You got to be very confident in yourself to allow Harry Styles to sit in as you're hosting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's immediately
especially
like...
Especially knowing he's taking pointers for next week when he's hosting.
Yeah. Well, I'd say Ryan has the confidence.
Well, they made a thing of it then. The camera kept cutting to Harry. And at one point you saw the cameraman, he was wearing a t-shirt that said, I heart Harry.
Yeah.
And it kept just cutting to Harry. And then Ryan was like, can we just focus on me? Can we just, you know? And then they did a split screen so they could still see Harry, but they were watching Ryan. He was like, no split screen, just one screen. And then they just cut Ryan off completely and just left Harry on it.
Not
very
every
funny.
Actor would do that.
That's what I mean.
No.
You've got to have good confidence in yourself to allow that kind of a joke to go to its fullest. Like.
Yeah.
And whatever, even about confidence, like that actor's probably like, what? No way am I giving this over to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It says a lot about Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. He had music by the Gorillaz.
Okay.
So next week when Harry hosts,
he's
also going to be the musical
That's
act
very
as well.
Cool.
But at the end of this episode with Ryan Gosling, the whole cast came together and they all sang Sign of the Times.
Just stop your crying, it's the sign of the times.
I notice nobody's braver to go, you gotta get away. Leave that to Harry.
Harry wasn't involved in the
single
either.
Sure.
But if you are a Harry Styles fan, Netflix is the place to be because his Harry Styles One Night in Manchester went up.
Of course.
Last night. So he did the live concert.
On
he recorded
Friday.
It on Friday. 20,000 fans in the Co-op Live Arena in Manchester. And they recorded the whole thing. It was a no-phone gig. So he gave out a disposable camera for every pair of tickets.
Great.
So one between two people. Mm-hmm. And lashed it all up on Netflix.
See, I was so busy at the weekend, Maria, you know, building a media wall for a fella called Colin Minogue. I didn't have a chance to see anything on any screen. So this is great to get informed about all this. But on Friday night, he did the thing. Sunday night, went up on Netflix.
Yeah. And it's the first full performance of his fourth album, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. But he also did like Watermelon Sugar, As It Was, Golden, Sign of the Time. So he did a few
he
of the old
hits.
Ones.
Right.
But it's ahead of his new tour, Together, Together, which he's kicking off in Amsterdam on the 16th of May this year.
And includes 30 Madison Square Garden slots.
Yeah.
30. That's with Shania Twain doing some support in
London.
London, in Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I give you one more thing?
Of course you can.
Here's why you two don't have the best haircut at the minute. You're not a very on trend.
Okay, okay.
Us two,
so
or
you have
two
a
band?
Mullet.
No, not you two, the band. Cathal and Dave.
Sorry, I don't either, can I just say?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My hair's too long.
We wear hats.
Yeah, both of us wearing hats today to hide whatever grooving we have going
so
on.
The here, haircut so. That everyone should have now, maybe just women, although men, open to men too. This is according to Marcos Diaz, who is a celebrity hairstylist.
Oh, I take all my tips from Marcos Diaz.
He says we all should have a cowgirl bob.
I'd be lying now, Marie, if I said I knew what that was. A cowgirl bob.
So think Penelope Cruz, Megan Fox, Jenna Ortega. They all have it at the minute. It's kind of like a shaggy looking bob. It's okay. Unkempt. And it's like kind of wavy.
Oh yeah, you had something like that back in the 90s.
I probably did, to be honest with you.
When you get out of bed in the morning. Yeah.
So it's a bob cut.
Yeah.
But then you don't have the super sharp, like, you know, curved in.
Smooth, silky.
No, none
like,
of that.
Perfectly, you know, styled. It's kind of just.
It's cowgirl. You've been out riding horseback all day long. You've got your flannel shirt on, your jeans and your boots. And you maybe threw a hat on every now and again. You take it off. And this is my hair, guys. Deal with it.
Yeah. It's how I get up in the mornings.
Do you like it?
I do love it, yeah.
Would you ever cut your hair? Because you've got such long hair, Marie. You've always had, in fact, recently you got a haircut and it was stressful, but
it was very stressful.
Yeah, but they probably, your hair went from like 1.5 meters to 1.47 meters. So, like, would you ever go bob? Go
no,
super
I only
short?
Had a bob once and that was it. I was in junior infants, I think.
Wow.
My face is too chubby. I have apple. No, sorry. Jam puff jaws, I was
jam
told.
Jam puff
when I was growing
jaws,
up.
Wow.
Yeah, I have big cheeks.
Okay, so you don't think so you I can have a bob. Go for a bob?
Don't think so. I think I'm going to have long grey hair when I'm old.
What about the people, and they're usually famous actresses and models who say these things, but what about the people who say you should shave your hair at least once in your life? Shave it all off.
Why did they say that?
There's the liberation, the empowerment, the feeling, and then obviously the freedom of having no hair.
Do you know what? Every time I have to wash and dry my hair, the thought crosses my mind.
Okay, are you going for the cowboy bob? You can let us know on 087-4100-102.
Or cowgirl.
Cowgirl, sorry. Cowgirl. Yes, actually, that's what it was called, Tom. That's what it was called.
Dave Moore on Today FM.